Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This
Thank
is
you
Into
so
Tomorrow.
Much for tuning
Here's
into
Dave
tomorrow
Graveline.
For the weekend of April the 6th, 2018, I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Over there, the other side of that big giant picture window with our logo on it is the control room, and Erasmo and Horatio are busy at work in there, or I don't know, maybe they're just surfing the web or something. I can't see what's on their computers from here.
H is playing solitaire.
H is playing solitaire. Well, he looks busy. That counts. And happy birthday to Cameron, our resident five-year-old expert on all things tech, who's turning six this weekend. Always very helpful to the program. So happy birthday, Cam.
Now, you have a tech question? Call us anytime. 1-800-899-INTO. 1-800-899-4686. Or even better, use the audio option on our free Into Tomorrow app. Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
That is the cutest thing. I don't care what anybody says. You got to love him. And I do terribly. So thank you, Cameron. We appreciate that. And happy birthday. He's getting big. He's telling us one of his teeth is a little bit loose because he's getting bigger. It's not really loose at all. But don't tell him that. But he thinks it is. And because he's heard by the time you're six or seven, you start getting rid of those baby teeth. Anyway, but that's not tech news. Tech news and commentary in this segment. And then we will jump to your calls and try to help solve your digital dilemmas of one sort or another.
Facebook has confirmed that its Messenger and Facebook Lite apps for Android smartphones routinely collect call and text histories.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah, according to the company, the feature is designed to help users stay connected and improves the Facebook experience. Now, of course, I say improve with air quotes. The Messenger feature can be turned off at any time through the app's settings. In Facebook Lite, the feature can be deactivated by turning off the continuous contacts upload setting. When those adjustments are made to the programs, all previously shared call and text history is deleted, Facebook said. Now, the feature does not collect the content of calls or text messages, Facebook says, assuring users that their information is stored securely and that it is not sold to third parties.
Oh.
We can trust anything coming from them about that these days.
Sure, because how'd that work out for them recently? 87 million people, not the 50 million we thought, but now 87 million, probably by the time this airs, it's over 100 million people had their private info released.
But Facebook can assure you that it's safe.
Sure, just like they assured 87 million others.
Then again, they're covering themselves. They're saying that they don't, you know, sell it to other parties. They're not selling it. It's just being stolen.
Yeah. It's there for the taking.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And along those lines, still trying to win you back, Facebook has released an option that lets you remove third-party apps in bulk. Really? Now, if you don't know if you even have any of those third-party apps, they also claim that they'll remove apps from your account automatically if they've not been accessed in more than 3 months. Now, that's a rather aggressive thing, and if they are honest about that, that's wonderful. So now that means, because I don't know what third-party app I may have gotten years ago or something, if they actually say, if you haven't used it in 3 months, we're going to just remove it. Good. Do it. Keep your word, Facebook. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, because people don't understand what, you know, every time you're taking one of those little quizzes on Facebook, you know, these, you know, what does your alternate universe look like, whatever, you're giving an app access to your data.
Yep. So if you haven't used that app in 3 months, fine. Now, if you have other apps that you liked and just haven't accessed them, well, then you better hurry up and access them. Because I don't know how soon they're going to do this, probably 10 years, but knowing Facebook. Well, look, we're going to do this and this and this. When are you going to do that? Well, as soon as we can get to it. Right.
Yeah.
After my lunch break or something. But if there are apps that you want and you haven't used in 3 months, then just access it. And then it apparently won't disappear. So how's Farmville working for you? Yeah. That's one example of things that a lot of people were into. And it's still sitting there unless you got rid of it.
Yeah, and I never got rid of it. And I haven't played Farmville in probably 6 or 7 years. So it's probably sitting there with all my crops dead, but collecting all my Facebook data.
Well, see, I would access your third-party apps and just see what's there.
Yeah.
And then if you want, if there's something doubtful that you want, fine. Open it up, play it for a minute, do something, whatever the case. And allegedly, they won't delete it. But then wait and see if Facebook is going to be Mark Zuckerberg, a man of his word, question mark. And if they, in fact, remove them, go back and check. And if they're gone, yay, report back and let us know.
Yeah.
Because I don't play games or anything, so I generally don't have many third-party. I might have a couple that were accessing Facebook to post something that I was allowing them to do many months or years ago and forgot about it as well.
Yeah.
But let's see if they keep their word.
You know, and I'm waiting to see what, you know, what happens next week when he's grilled by the by Congress.
Yeah, April 11th.
April 11th.
I believe he's going to we're all going to be glued to the TV to watch Mark Zuckerberg very nervously sweat his way through through that testifying. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. I think we may or may not learn anything, but it also shows that's why they're scrambling to do all the things we're talking about now. They want to be able to say, "Oh no, we're already taking care of things, cleaning house and fixing problems that managed to pop up that we didn't know anything about." Liar.
Yeah.
But you know that's what's going to happen. And he's going to answer pretty much every question with, "Oh, we're taking care of that."
Mm-hmm.
Really? So let's see if they suddenly, like these third-party apps, will they vanish by April 11th when he's testifying? Look, maybe. We did it already. Well, we shall see.
I wonder if we'll be able to see his testimony live on, on Facebook Live.
Now, that would be funny.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that they won't Facebook Live that because all the networks are going to carry it anyway. I can't imagine anybody not being interested in this anti-social network CEO that's going to be pleading for his life. If you have an Alexa and are into music, got Chris's attention, a new feature has been added to Alexa Routines that lets you automatically start playing music by a particular artist, playlist, or podcast. The Routines feature works with music from Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, and TuneIn. By the way, most of which you can hear our show on as well if you just want to stream our free podcasts.
Huawei has struggled to break into the U.S. market after AT&T and Verizon backed out of deals due to government pressure.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are saying, well, Huawei, not the way to go anymore. And it's a shame because they've made some decent product that I've had the pleasure of experimenting with and evaluating and testing and so forth a few times. And some of their people are really gung-ho, but it's owned by the Chinese government. So folks were testifying in Congress. Our intelligence experts were testifying in Congress. No, I would not own one of those products. Because perhaps they're listening all the time. You never know. And it's not a matter of creepily looking over your shoulder. It's like, do you trust that? So that's just one of many products that a lot of folks have just backed down from. In this case, now Best Buy says, we're just not going to sell them anymore.
Yeah.
We're not going to be a party to that. Just, you know what? We got enough other products. We don't need Huawei stuff. And you don't need Huawei stuff either. Google is working to better establish use of free airwaves, working on a new service based on old citizens band radio service frequencies. You remember CB?
Mm-hmm.
The company has developed equipment and databases to ensure that there will be no interference via CBRS channels. So 10-4, good buddy. And we're going to see how Google uses CB frequencies. To work with us for, I don't know, maybe some search engine results.
Breaker 1-9.
Yeah.
Following its educational event in Chicago, Apple quietly introduced iPhone and iPad cases in new spring colors and officially launched the Apple Watch bands that were introduced last week.
Spring colors, ooh!
Yeah. The new iPhone cases, iPad smart covers, Apple Pencil covers, and more are available in bright primary colors. Perhaps a nod to the educational focus of the last week's event. The $39 iPhone X silicone case, for example, is available in lemonade, red raspberry, denim blue, as are silicone cases for the iPhone 7 and 8 and the 7 and 8 Plus.
Most illogical.
Yeah.
spring colors.
Yeah.
Oh, something to get so excited about.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Settle down. Settle down. Jeez, some people just...
It's a family show.
Getting just a little carried away, maybe. Consumers are more optimistic about making large purchases, are you? With about 21% reporting that now is the optimal time for purchasing electronics, appliances, and other durable household goods, based on a survey from the University of Michigan. That's the highest the number has been since November 1990.
Wow.
That's a lot of years ago, and the highest number since then. So that's kind of encouraging. It's got to be something good about the economy. And in spite of you know, Wall Street up and down and various, it's still way up generally. And in this case, more consumers are saying, you know what, I'm comfortable. Not that I've got a ton of extra money, but I think I can handle now a major appliance or something else that I've got to deal with for the house. And since 1990, that says something, I hope, about the fact that there is hope into tomorrow.
Let's hope.
Let's. And Amazon added a new feature to Alexa this week that allows users to donate to more than 40 charities using your voice. The Amazon Pay process donations will benefit St. Jude, the American Cancer Society, Feeding America, Comic Relief, and other organizations.
That's very good.
It is kind of cool. The fact that you just get the urge and tell Alexa to donate X dollars to one of those charities, and via your account, she'll just do it. Because you got to have an account. Otherwise, how do you order anything?
You know, I've learned something with, you know, having my Amazon account and my Prime account and this and the Amazon Video. It's become a lot easier for me to spend money, and that's, you know, not necessarily a good thing.
That's true. That's the scary part. And a lot of people say, oh, it's so convenient, but then all of a sudden I didn't realize one of my kids ordered that, or, you know, the wife ordered something that I also ordered. Now we got two. We don't need to. You know, things can get out of hand. Or just that it's too convenient, and all of a sudden you've run up one heck of a bill.
Well, my son was trying to watch a Scooby-Doo video on the Amazon Fire TV stick at my house the other day, and I didn't subscribe to the channel. It was on Boomerang, but I didn't subscribe to the channel. But it was click here to subscribe, and $5 a month.
He did.
Yeah, I paid for it for a month, and then we'll see how much he watches it.
Wow, Joe in Georgia apparently. Somewhere in Georgia. That's a pretty big state. But he listens on AM 920, The Answer. Welcome into tomorrow, Joe.
I'm asking about the internet and the way that it is processing through my TV. I have a Fire Stick, one of the better Fire Sticks that processes a little bit better. I have a little bit more high-end Wi-Fi and modem. But I still get buffering, and it stops and starts. And I heard I might need a bigger or something, a processor that handles more megabytes or something. I got Xfinity, and I already have like 100 megabytes coming through. But the processor, they said my Fire Stick may not be able to handle as much as it should. That's the only way I know to present the question to you.
Well, Joe, we appreciate you asking the question, and we found two common complaints about the Fire TV and streaming. The first one deals with specific software called Kodi, K-O-D-I. It's popular and technically legal, but it's popular because it can be fed illegal plugins that it then uses to access normally paid pirated content. Some people install Kodi on Fire Sticks, and it can be a little processor intensive, so some Fire Sticks do struggle to keep up. We don't have much of a solution, if that's the case for you in this case, other than maybe lower the streaming quality or go back to the stock Fire TV software. If your issue is with Fire TV as it came out of the box, there are usually two culprits to that. The first one is Wi-Fi interference. Sometimes the router is too close, believe it or not. Other times it's too far away or the signal is too weak. But whatever the case, the stick may not be getting the right signal.
Yeah, and obviously the solution to that is to try to improve the signal where your TV is, either by moving the router if possible, or even installing a repeater. Before you do that, we'd move the TV and the Fire Stick somewhere where you know you have good signal and see if it actually works better there or not.
Now, that's assuming he doesn't have it hanging on a wall or something.
Right.
Sure, move the hand me that 70-inch TV.
Yeah. The second one is inadequate power. Fire Sticks get their power from regular USB chargers. Some people can even plug them into the back of some TVs that have a USB port. Some users claim that they don't work as well as they should when they're not plugged into a 2-amp charger. Now, we don't have any firsthand experience with that claim, but if you're having buffering issues, you might as well try, since it would be a really simple solution. Right now, your ISP shouldn't be to blame, but keep in mind that with the death of net neutrality, your ISP will be allowed to slow down your video streaming or charge you more for it starting April 23rd. If any listeners have issues after that date, they should also check that the ISP is not the cause.
Yeah, because very likely they could be after April 23rd. So we'd look there first before we look at other things. But Joe, we threw a bunch of stuff out at you. All of our show notes are on our site at intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for the weekend of April 6th, 2018. Not only for Joe, but for anyone else listening with a similar issue, so you can check his call and question and our response. And of course, if anyone listening has any more that they can add to it, we love it when listeners help listeners.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
And meantime, we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.